Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to part 69 of 120 of the Shmiras HaLashon Project, to think before we speak. The Chafetz Chaim describes the basic requirement regarding Lashon Hara, Shelo Lahamin Balev Shehadavar Emes, even if someone hears Lashon Hara, not to believe that it is the truth. Ve'ein tzorech lanu laha'arich ulevoir es mahuso shal ha'mekabel v'yo'ish shehu mekabel olav. And there's no need for us to get into lengthy discussions about the person who is hearing the Lashon Hara or the person about whom he is hearing the Lashon Hara about, because basically it's always going to be forbidden regardless of the people and the personalities involved. In the footnote, the Chafetz Chaim writes that he could not resist in addressing something that many people fall into, that the Yetzer Hara convinces them that if they're not saying the Lashon Hara clearly, and they don't want to say it clearly because if they did, someone might respond and say it's not true. So instead, they say the criticism in a very veiled way. And those who are Yishakeim, those who join him in his wisdom, so to speak, in his craftiness, to speak in this way that only achar hisbonanus, only after investigation and appreciation of his snide remark, do they really appreciate shechaveru yiyah nishar bevizayon, that the person has been disgraced and there's no way for him to respond to it because it wasn't a direct attack. In today's world, we refer to this that the person doesn't realize until afterwards that he's been had or that he's been bullied. And Yuska Mayideza Lechacham Be'enei Akol, people will look at the speaker, oh, he was very wise, he was really sharp to be able to basically destroy the other person in such a way. The violation over here is extreme, and it includes Malbim Pnei Chaveiro Barabim, embarrassing somebody publicly, even though the words weren't uttered explicitly, but there was clear intent to attack, to destroy, to malign, and that is included in this prohibition. The Chafetz Chaim continues and writes that a person's responsibility to his family to ensure that they do not develop this habit of speaking Lashon Hara is a significant responsibility. Mi sheyesh lo limchos ba'anshei beiso, a person that can object to his household and doesn't, nispas, is blamed for their behavior as well, because he was supposed to use his influence in a pleasant and proper way to show the severity and influence them to avoid Lashon Hara. The point is made that a parent's reaction to wrongdoing is very significant. If china falls on the floor and breaks, and the parent goes crazy over that because it's part of a set, but when Lashon Hara is spoken and a person is being destroyed, and they don't react in any significant way, then a message is being sent, what's really important. It doesn't mean that we should ever lose our cool, but a sense of firmness, the difference between right and wrong, should be imparted to the people in the house. The Chafetz Chaim concludes, of a Yoser Yizar Ba'atzmo, the most important is that a person should be careful themselves to role model good behavior and to make sure that they never slip, because if they do, then lo yiyeh lo shum pischon peh, he will not be able to influence in the future the people to tell them to be careful. If a person does slip, they should be open about it. I slipped. I spoke Lashon Hara. I made a mistake. I was wrong. And like this, the standard remains that we're all striving to observe the mitzvah properly. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.